Apple TV Plus has debuted a second season of its surprise hit Ted Lasso, less than 2 weeks after the show's first season earned a record 20 Emmy nominations. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the new episodes will erase any worries of a sophomore slump.
Right about now is when you might expect people to really start hating Ted Lasso. The show's first season debuted to rave reviews, showcasing Jason Sudeikis as a relentlessly nice but occasionally clueless American hired to coach a British football team. Just like its earnestly optimistic title character, Ted Lasso, the series, found success through kindness, reaching audiences on pandemic lockdown, desperate for inspiration. So it's natural to think a second season of similar fare would feel uninspired, but it's even better than the first.
I believe in communism. Rom communism, that is.
That's Sudeikis' Ted Lasso, trying to inspire his team with a typical mix of optimism and slightly oddball pop culture references.
It is a worldview that reminds us that romantic comedies with folks like Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, if all those attractive people with their amazing apartments and interesting jobs, usually in some creative field, can go through some lighthearted struggles and still end up happy, then so can we.
The quips can come without warning, especially from Lasso, who's given to folksy sayings only understood by his fellow American, Coach Beard, played by Brendan Hunt. Like in this moment, when Beard plays translator as Lasso talks about a troubled player.
No, he's a wigwam and a teepee right now.
What does that mean?
He's too tense.
But what is best about this season is the way supporting characters get more space to shine. Brett Goldstein's retired footballer Roy Kent is an F-bomb spewing Socrates, gruffly blunt and uncompromising, but also insightful and caring, like in this moment when he gives advice on how to connect with kids by calling to his niece Phoebe.
Truth is, they just want to feel like they're part of our lives, little idiots. What's this? Oi! Phoebe! Do you want to come to my podiatrist appointment later?
Yes, please.
Now that's some ace child psychology there. Similarly, Hannah Waddington's team owner, Rebecca Welton, morphs from an icy villain to friendly confidant of Lasso, though their openness only goes so far.
You ever been to a therapist, Rebecca?
What for? I can diagnose myself in a heartbeat. I thought being invulnerable would protect me, so I pushed people away for years, leading me directly to my greatest fear, being alone. I mean, that's why you have friends, isn't it? I mean, to burden them with your issues and anxieties, right?
Right. Speaking of, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
No. You?
No.
Sudeikis finds new depths in Lasso, whose breezy optimism hides a struggle with more serious issues. Consider this scene, where the coach gets so worked up by the hire of a new sports psychologist, he winds up arguing with the team's operations manager before arguing with himself for being too demanding.
Hey, Higgins, did you hire Dr. Sharon without running by me first?
Yes, I thought it couldn't hurt, but I should have asked you first, Ted. You're absolutely right.
No, I'm dead wrong. Still, next time you have plans, I want you to run by me first, okay?
No, I will not.
Good, why should you? I ain't your daddy.
Ted Lasso's superpower is its ability to offer surprising and challenging storylines, even while emphasizing the power of niceness and empathy. So when this second season of Ted Lasso makes you laugh and get a little misty-eyed, don't cite the pandemic as an explanation. This time, you'll just be enjoying a uniquely distinctive comedy made with a lot of talent and a lot of heart. And that's welcome on my TV screen anytime, pandemic or not. I'm Eric Deggans.